Atlantic magazine owner publishes unvaccinated should not fly, owns two private jets. By Wendell Hasebo on August 4, 2021. Atlantic magazine billionaire owner and widow of Steve Jobs, Laurent Paul Jobs, who also owns two private jets, published an article Tuesday encouraging the Biden administration to mandate the unvaccinated be on a no-fly list. While her publication issued an article pushing for a no-fly list for unvaccinated adults is an obvious step that the federal government should take due to TSA PreCheck, which divide us, passengers into categories according to how much of a threat the government thinks they pose, Jobs has the ability to skirt commercial airport security and restrictions for which her magazine is advocating. Jobs's publication also stated the unvaccinated should face scorn among their peer group and may even be happy to have an excuse to protect themselves, and that the Biden administration should force the unvaccinated to give up certain societal benefits to practice their individuality and freedom of choice. But Jobs, one of the world's most important philanthropists, enjoys many benefits her wealth generates, namely, having freedom of choice to fly her private jet anywhere she chooses. If you submit to heightened scrutiny in advance, the Jobs publication continues, the TSA PreCheck lets you go through security without taking off your shoes. A no-fly list keeps certain people off the plane entirely. The magazine continues. Flying is not a right, and the case for restricting it to vaccinated people is straightforward. The federal government is the sole entity that can regulate the terms and conditions of airline safety. And although air filtration systems and mask requirements make transmission of the coronavirus unlikely during any given passenger flight, infected people can spread it when they leave the airport and take off their mask. The whole point of international travel bans is to curb infections in the destination country. To protect itself, the United States still has many such restrictions in place. Beyond limiting the virus's flow from hotspots to the rest of the country, allowing only vaccinated people on domestic flights will change minds, too. The Atlantic went on to say unvaccinated people who are exercising their individual rights as free Americans do not deserve to be a protected class. Amid a global health crisis, people who defy public health guidance are not, and do not deserve to be, a protected class, The Atlantic wrote. Jobs's wealth and class status is detailed in Breitbart News editor-in-chief Alex Marlow's book, Breaking the News, Exposing the Establishment Media's Hidden Deals and Secret Corruptions, which exposes the hidden connections between the establishment media and the activist left. As Marlow details, Jobs's past is a privileged one. She attended the Wharton School of Finance at the University of Pennsylvania and Stanford and then worked for Merrill Lynch and Goldman Sachs. Jobs married well and inherited a lot of money, and her wealth is tied up in some of world's biggest companies, Marlow continues. She is the establishment. The decline of print and independent media has created an opportunity for moneyed partisans to launder their political activism through established media brands. Courier seemingly shows how far that exploitation has gone, Marlow concludes. Forbes estimates Jobs's net worth to be $16.7 billion, owning shares of the Walt Disney Company and Apple, along with four real estate properties worth tens of millions of dollars. The Daily Mail reported August 4 that Jobs is the sixth wealthiest person in the world, behind L'Oreal shareholder Liliana Betancourt, Walmart heiress Alice Walton, Mars heiress Jacqueline Mars, Italian Michele Ferrero's widow Maria Franca Fisolo and German BMW heiress Suzanne Clatton.